NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. A federal jury has convicted 33-year-old Tevin King of Albuquerque on a charge of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl following a dramatic high-speed chase across most of eastern New Mexico. The pursuit began on August 19th of 24 after federal agents attempted to arrest King on a supervised release violation warrant. Agents tracked his vehicle from Hobbs to a Stripes gas station in Portales, and as agents moved in, King jumped into the driver's seat and sped off, leading officers on a chase through Portales and Clovis. During the pursuit, King threw a tote bag from the vehicle near Eastern New Mexico University. The chase ended when his car crashed into a law enforcement vehicle in Clovis in a residential area. Authorities recovered the bag, which contained approximately 16,000 fentanyl pills. King now faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years to life in federal prison. And a former New Mexico police chief convicted of impersonating a police officer and battery has been sentenced to probation instead of prison time. Frank Mathola, who was serving as Loving police chief in 2021, pulled over a driver in Carlsbad, which is outside of his jurisdiction, and tased him during a tense encounter. A jury convicted Mathola on both charges last November. He had faced more than a year behind bars, but last week a judge sentenced Mathola to probation. If he successfully completes the term, he will receive a conditional discharge and the charges will be dropped. Mathola is also appealing the conviction. The driver who was pulled over and tased was never charged with any offense. And a total of almost $245,000 is being awarded to 10 creative businesses in the Land of Enchantment. The state grant money is aiming to help those businesses, quote, improve operations, expand their reach, and build long-term stability, according to the New Mexico Creative Industries Division. While most of the businesses receiving grants are in northern New Mexico, Chandler Broadcasting in Carlsbad is receiving $25,000 to purchase a mobile studio van. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.